can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Zoe is from Lowell.
Lowell.
Yes.
Oh. She's just waiting for us to be done with our stupidness so that she can play a game. I feel you, girl.
Lol.
Zoe, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure, see, good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Kennedy is now walking into that soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear anything that is happening while we're asking you the questions. Kennedy with 2,454 wins, only 212 losses. It has been almost a month since Kennedy's last loss. Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Actress Paula Patton turning 43 today. Who was she married to from 2005 to 2015?
Do not know that.
Lol.
Question number two. Today in 1901, Walt Disney was born. Which of these two is a Disney creation? Donald Duck or Daffy Duck?
Donald Duck.
Question number three. One of Luke Skywalker's lightsabers from the original Star Wars film is going to be auctioned off in Los Angeles next week. They say it's expected to sell for as much as $200,000. Two men trained Luke Skywalker to be a Jedi. One of them was Yoda. Who was the other?
Obi-Wan.
Lol.
Question number four.
You were very cautious about saying that answer.
That's all right.
Sure, it's Obi-Wan.
There's all a right. Little pause in there.
Imagine Dragons talked about the best Super Bowl halftime show ever, and they went with Prince's halftime performance. Maroon 5 rumored for this year. Who performed last year?
Obi-Wan.
Lol.
I don't remember who performed last year.
Question number five. Michael B. Jordan says that he was depressed for a while after playing Killmonger in Black Panther. What is the Black Panther's first name?
T'Challa.
Let's bam! Get Kennedy off. Back in the
bam.
Studio, please.
Lol.
Yes.
Kennedy!
So much to unpack here. Kennedy.
Yeah.
It's a roller coaster of emotions.
Zoe got a 3 out of 5.
Whoa. Okay.
Chuck, can you pen?
You ready?
You bet.
These are tough. Actress Paula Patton turning 43 today. Who is she married to from 2005 to 2015?
Robin Thicke.
Title one. Question number two. Today in 1901, Walt Disney was born. Which of these two is a Disney creation? Donald Duck or Daffy Duck?
Donald Duck?
Lowell.
Howard the Duck.
2-1. Question number three. One of Luke Skywalker's lightsabers from the original Star Wars film is going to be auctioned off in L.A. They say it could go for as much as $200,000.
Yeah, but it doesn't work. It doesn't cut through anything.
Hmm. It might.
I want to know whatever happened to Star Wars, kid. Mm. Remember that video?
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy? Two men trained Luke to be a Jedi. One of them was Yoda. Who is the other?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Do we know Yoda was a man?
Or as we call him, Ben.
3-2. Question number four. Imagine Dragons talked about the best Super Bowl halftime show ever, and they went with Prince. Kennedy, Maroon 5 is rumored to be performing this year. Who performed last year?
I forget.
Lowell.
Howard the Duck.
I don't remember.
Question number five.
Who was it?
Justin Timberlake. Oh, remember the selfie kid?
No, that's why I forgot.
Fair enough.
Michael B. Jordan says that he was depressed for a while after playing Killmonger in Black Panther. What is the Black Panther's first name?
Lowell.
Gary.
Gary.
Gary Panther.
T'Challa.
T'Challa.
Final score 3-3. You squeak out a win with a tie there, Kennedy.
Gary Panther.
I'm sorry, Zoe, you don't get the win, but you do get a family four-pack of tickets to Edenville. Family theme park Edenville is open for the Christmas Festival of Lights. Edenville, USA's most memorable New England tradition, is back this year with over 17 million lights illuminating the park. Log on to Edenville.com for tickets and details. So you enjoy that, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Lol.
I could not beat Kennedy.
Okay, thank you, Zoe.
Wow, can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Melanie is from Stoneham. Good morning, Melanie.
Hi.
I hear you just got a new pet.
Yes, very strange and random, but I did. Got a hedgehog.
You got a hedgehog.
Oh, nice.
Why a hedgehog?
Because they're cute.
And she's not much of a cuddler, so.
She wanted to find all of the golden rings.
Surprise.
And what did you name this hedgehog?
Her name is Tiggy. It's after a Beatrix Potter character.
Yep.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Melanie.
Beatrix Potter had some very dark stories. Now that I'm reading them to CP. Oh, yeah. Not all the animals get out of there.
Don't get into the Grimm's fairy tales. Don't do it.
Oh, no, that's bad news, too.
Roald Dahl is dark.
Yeah.
Some dark stories for kids.
Mm-hmm. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Melanie?
Yep. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. Kennedy's now stepped out of the studio. She's going over into that soundproof booth. She's got 2,455 wins, only 212 losses. Remember, you tie, you lose. You ready?
Yep.
The Ron Burgundy podcast is coming in 2019, and it will be produced by Funny or Die and hosted by, obviously, Will Ferrell. Obviously, he will be in character as everyone's favorite news anchor. What was Ron Burgundy's sign-off for every news broadcast in the first movie?
Oh, God. I know this. I don't remember.
Question number two.
Disappointed.
A Toy Story Hotel. What? A Toy Story Hotel is going to open at Tokyo Disney in 2021. The entire hotel will look like the Toy Story sets. What is the name of the female cowgirl in Toy Story?
There's a snake in my boots.
I can see her face, and I know her name.
You like know her toy. Name? Okay, tell me the name.
Oh, God.
Her name.
Horrible. I'm, like, shaking.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right.
I don't know.
Yeah, question number three. Kevin Hart announced on Instagram last night that he's hosting the 2019 Oscars. Who hosted it last year where they gave away a jet ski for the shortest acceptance speech?
Jimmy Fallon?
Question number four. Friends fans freaked out on Sunday night when the show's Netflix page indicated that it would be leaving its streaming home on January 1st. Netflix said the show's departure is a rumor. Which friend had a relationship with a character named Richard, played by Tom Selleck?
Oh, Monica.
Question number five. Gwen Stefani was on Ellen, where she denied rumors that she and Blake Shelton are engaged. In which year did the couple make their relationship official?
2016.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
For some reason right now, my Apple Watch is displaying a picture of Tom Selleck and his glorious mustache.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. Look.
That's delightful.
I wish my Fitbit would do that. I love
just
Tom Selleck.
Just look at Alphonse.
It's not the same.
Very the same.
Melanie got 1 out of 5.
Sooch.
Sonic Sooch.
Selleck Sooch.
Kennedy, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Question number one. Ron Burgundy podcast coming in 2019. It will be produced by Funny or Die, hosted by Will Ferrell, obviously in character as everyone's favorite news anchor. What was Ron Burgundy's sign-off for every news broadcast in the first movie?
Stay classy, San Diego.
Well, except that
I'm
one
Ron
time.
Ron Burgundy?
There was that one time he said something different.
1-0. Question number two. A Toy Story Hotel is going to open at Tokyo Disney in 2021. The entire hotel will look like the Toy Story sets. What is the name of the female cowgirl in Toy Story?
Ooh. Woody and... Twiggy? I don't know.
Tiggy?
No, Twiggy. Twiggy. Because he's Woody.
Okay. Jesse?
Of course.
1-0. Question number 3. Kevin Hart announced on Instagram last night that he's hosting the 2019 Oscars. Who hosted it last year where they gave away a jet ski for shortest acceptance speech?
James Corden?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Mr. Kimmel.
Who watches that? Nobody.
1-0. Question number 4. Friends fans freaked out on Sunday night when the show's Netflix page said it would be leaving the streaming service on January 1st. Netflix says it's just not true. Which friend had a relationship with a character named Richard, played by Tom Selleck?
Courtney Cox. Oh, Monica. What part?
What? Does she get it?
Yeah. Of course I get it. She's I got it right.
Yeah.
Well, you said Courtney Cox first. Oh, I just...
I didn't know if you asked for the name or the name of the...
I gave you every piece of information you needed. I asked for the character name. Thank you, though, Kennedy.
She gets extra credit.
2-1 for question number 5. Gwen Stefani was on The Ellen Show, where she denied rumors that she and Blake Shelton are engaged. In which year did the couple make the relationship official?
16?
2015 is the correct
answer. Wow.
Close.
That was a tough round of questions.
They were difficult, yes.
2-1 is the final score. Yeah. Kennedy, you get the win. I'm sorry, Melanie, you do not get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see Dave Matthews Band this Friday.
That's what you got.
So, mission accomplished.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm taking.
I am shocked that somebody with a hedgehog would like to see Dave Matthews.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, I'm Melanie from Stoneham, and I can't be Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Rashmi's from Franklin. Good morning, Rashmi.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. So Rashmi Kennedy is a business analyst.
I don't even know what that means.
Who has analyzed the situation this morning and believes she's going to get a sooch.
All right, you can't do that. You got to believe in 5, honey. You got to believe in it.
Oh, my God, Kennedy, I've been listening to you for, like, ever, and I'm like, there's hardly anybody who can beat you.
It happens all the time.
It doesn't happen all the time. The last time you lost was November 9th. It is now December 5th.
It's a few days ago. No big deal.
How many times has she played? Like a month? Like 30, 40 times?
Yeah, so she's played 2,500, 2,600 times, right?
There you go.
And only lost 212. It's incredible.
Yeah. It is.
See, she knows analytics, Kennedy.
Okay.
You want to kick her out of the studio, Rashmi?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio and good luck.
Good luck to you as well.
She just sounds like she has a smile on her face all the time.
Here we go. Five trivia.
I do have a smile on my face.
That's wonderful.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win the $100. She is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Emma Stone is set to play Cruella De Vil in an origin story set in the 1980s. What movie is Cruella De Vil from?
I don't know.
Question number 2. SNL star Colin Jost says anchoring Weekend Update is tricky because they tinker with the script right up until SNL starts. Which A-list actress is Colin Jost dating these days?
I don't know.
We are well on our way to a sooch.
way to play close to the vest, Rashmi. Appreciate it.
Julia Roberts says she plays Mahjong every Tuesday with her girlfriends. Take note, Carson. I know what the game is, Dan. He's taking shots at me in the question. My grandma Matthews played Mahjong every Wednesday.
Yeah, it's a great non-contact sport.
Yeah, it's a fun hip alternative to basketball, Dan. Which of these Julia Roberts movies came out first? Mystic Pizza, Pretty Woman, or Erin Brockovich?
Pretty Woman.
Question number 4. 62% of people don't think the original Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
What?
Clearly, they're wrong.
What?
In which Die Hard does Justin Long become Bruce Willis' sidekick and also try to date his daughter? Is it Live Free or Die Hard with a Vengeance?
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Question number 5. Jason Momoa says Aquaman, he trains hard every day. He's not into sweets, so he enjoys a few pints of Guinness at night. He got his start back in 1999 on a syndicated spinoff of which show? I will give you a hint. They were lifeguards.
Baywatch.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Yes, girl.
We're on the board.
Save the best for last, right?
Slaying the game.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
God, you're all like staring at me like, huh?
You wouldn't believe it, but Rashmi dropped the F-bomb. It was crazy.
Woo!
Yeah, no.
Rashmi got 1 out of 5.
And there it is.
Search!
See, I told you my analytics was going to be right.
You should get a raise at work.
Buy whatever she's selling.
All right, here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. Emma Stone is set to play Cruella de Vil in an origin story set in the 80s. Which movie is Cruella de Vil from?
101 Dalmatians. We don't need another movie. I'm just saying.
Question number two. SNL star Colin Jost says anchoring weekend update is tricky because they tinker with the script right up until SNL starts. Which A-list actress is Colin Jost dating these days?
Scarlett Johansson.
2-0. Question number three. Just rubbing it in at this point. Julia Roberts says she plays Mahjong every Tuesday with her girlfriends, and producer Dan thinks that I should be playing it too.
That would ease up on the broken bone.
Which of these Julia Roberts movies came out first? Mystic Pizza, Pretty Woman, or Aaron Brockovich?
Mystic Pizza.
3-0. Question number four. 62% of people don't think the original Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
False.
In which Die Hard does Justin Long become Bruce Willis' sidekick and also try to date his daughter? Live Free or Die Hard or Die Hard with a Vengeance?
Live Free, Die Hard?
4-0. Question number five. Jason Momoa says for Aquaman, he trains very hard. He's not into sweets, so he enjoys a few pints of Guinness at night. Guinness does the body good, apparently.
Mm-hmm. There's pork chop in there.
Kennedy, he got his start back in 1999 on a syndicated spinoff of which show?
Oh, I don't know.
I gave a hint to Rashmi. I'm not giving that hint to you.
Why?
Because I wanted Rashmi to get a sooch. It was Baywatch.
Was it really?
Yes, that's what
Baywatch
I said.
Baywatch Hawaii.
That was a guess.
I had no idea.
That was a great guess. 4-1 is the final score, Kennedy.
Involved lifeguards, so I don't know any other shows that involve lifeguards. Outside of
Saved by the Bell did a season at the beach, didn't they?
Rashmi, you don't get the cash, but you have won our hearts, and you also have a pair of tickets to see Straight No Chaser December 11th at the Box Center Wang Theater. You enjoy that, okay?
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, I'm Rashmi from Franklin. I cannot beat you. Great job, girl.
You too.
I love her.